process on that, him talking about putting together all that, all the research he's done into the 100 years prior to this year of the tournament, everything he's looked into. I mean, it's really kind of cool to hear him talk about it. I can't wait to read it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I listened to that and about wrecked because I was so excited. Like, finally, yes. And every time I see Ted out in the public, hey, how's the book coming along?
It's like that new season of your favorite TV show.
Those minute details that Ted's taking the extraordinary length. You know, he says all the box scores has the last names. He wants to have the first names to have a more personal feel. As the opening tip won by the Lebo Wolves in the hands of Kyle Reese. Now down low to Bailey. Bailey will get a bang it off the glass, and Austin Bailey and the Lebo Wolves striking first, leading things 2-0, 7:50 to go in the opening quarter.
You can hear the Lebo supporters in the background. This is just opening night. Imagine if they're able to advance to the championship final. Oh, man, this place will be rocking.
Aiden Voorhees has his pocket picked by Austin Bailey. Now up the court we go to Kyle Reese. Kyle Reese gets it poked away and shoved to the ground. They're going to call a travel.
Now, that's the right call there. There was no contact made until he fell. He just got a little bit out of control and slammed into one of the defenders there. So that was actually the right call there by the official.
Backcourt pressure applied on the inbound. Mitch Walters has it over to Brock Williams. Williams at the elbow trying to go back to Walters, and it's a second early turnover on the Titans. Now a nice crossover by Landon Grimmett, and the Wolves are racing out to a 4-0 lead here still in the first minute of play in the opening quarter. Walters with it at the timeline. Over to Williams. Williams now back to Walters, now in the corner. To Voorhees. Voorhees trying to feed the post and is taken away by Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker with the headband will keep it himself. Going, finding Kyle Reese in the corner. Reese against the man-to-man defense over to Landon Grimmett on the left side. Wolves getting their first really real offensive set of the ball game. Shoemaker to the foul line, now mid lane, now opposite block to Colin Whalen, and he's money from there. Early 6-0 run, and Trevor Smith's going to take a 30-second timeout. Slow things down. A lot of momentum for the Lebo Wolves. They are looking poised here early in the first 1 minute and 18 seconds. They lead things 6-0. Remind you guys of these timeouts all week long, brought to you by McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue, just down the street. Open 24 hours at the drive-thru and number one in the nation for delivery through DoorDash.
3-for-3 from the field for the Lebo Wolves to start things off here, and they're feeling real confident. Last year, came in here, had a great matchup with Olpe in the championship final, and they want to go back and have a repeat performance here. And I'll tell you what, the way they're starting off, they're definitely looking solid. They're looking like a good contender to do that.
Madison Bulldogs awaiting the winner of this contest as they defeated Meredithine Valley earlier this afternoon, 57-34.
Coach Brett Daniels actually up in the nosebleeds there, keeping an eye on the action here, doing a little scouting for that matchup, for whoever they will face off with.
I know he wants another opportunity at Lebo.
Yeah.
Of course, he had a nice lead in that first half before it was erased by a Landon Grimmett three that really gave Lebo momentum. And, of course, Lebo's got to take care of business, but that will be a crucial matchup there on Friday night if that's able to take place. As Aiden Voorhees over on the far corner travels. That's their third turnover here in the early moments. Grimmett at the point, crossed the timeline with 6:15 to play in the first quarter with a 6-0 lead. Kyle Reese on the left wing will get a ball screen from Colin Whalen. He goes to the foul line, now skipping into the corner to Landon Grimmett. Ball screen from Bailey, pick and roll, nothing there. He'll try and feed Bailey, nice pass, but an even better defensive play by Braden Lynn to knock it away from Austin Bailey. Now in the hands of Gluey. Gluey gets it initially poked away by Kyle Reese, still with it, now finding Voorhees on the right side. Voorhees back to Gluey, now left side to Lynn. Lynn fires a three. It's off the mark to the right side. Offensive board to Voorhees, and the putback is good. Southern Coffee County on the scoreboard, trailing things 6-2, 5:40 to play in the first. Grimmett left side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker driving with the left, attacking the basket, going to the elbow. Now back up top to Whalen. Whalen on the right side to Grimmett. Grimmett's a sharpshooter. He'll step into an elbow jumper. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Wade Gluey. Gluey, outlet pass to Walters, now finding the middle man to Brock Williams. Williams behind his back, now left side to Lynn. Lynn to the elbow, back up top to Walters. Now right side to Gluey. Gluey, now to Voorhees. Voorhees will look to drive, nothing there, trying to feed Williams. It's put on the floor and taken away by Shoemaker. Shoemaker looking to push.
One-handed
pass to the opposite block to Whalen. He misses the shot, gets his own board, back up top to Shoemaker, left open for a Cody Thurston three.
That was just a great play. And now a steal on the backcourt there for Lebo. Another turnover. That's the fourth for Southern Coffee County.
Whalen with it over to Landon Grimmett. He'll drive left wing to the left block, off the glass and good. Grimmett's got four. The lead's 9-2. Excuse me, 11-2 now. Lynn with pressure in the backcourt will cross the timeline with 4.5 to go. Lynn up top to Voorhees. Voorhees will look to attack the basket. Nothing there. Left wing to Walters. Now up top to Gluey. Now right side to Lynn. Lynn feeding the post into Williams. Nice spin move on the block. Off the glass and good for Brock Williams. Excellent post move there for the 6'1" junior.
And Southern Coffee County kind of needs to keep that pressure up down low because they've got the size. They can kind of have their way down low, but they've been favoring those outside shots rather than trying to drive in. I think they need to pick up the intensity a little bit here.
Austin Bailey and Kyle Reese will take a breather as in comes Jonas Conrady and Luke Davies. Conrady the senior, Davies the junior. 4:19 to play in the first, 11-4. Lebo leading, and Williams a little bit off the mark, not drawing iron, but did draw backboard. So they'll have a dead ball throw in for the Lebo Wolves. Grimmett will bring things up. Has his thumb and wrist taped on the right hand. Now the right side to Shoemaker. Now left side to Conrady. Back to Grimmett on the wing. He'll look inside. Davies really working down low, and he'll pick up a foul on Aiden Voorhees. Voorhees reaching in from behind. That'll be his first, team second. Conrady in the Grimmett left open in the corner. Good for another Cody Thurston three. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. 10-point advantage now for the Wolves. 14-4, 3:50 to play in the first. Walters will be trapped just past the timeline, finding Lynn on the right wing. He'll drive the right baseline, fadeaway jumper, good.
I like that look right there. He just kind of created the separation he needed and confidently knocked that shot down.
Flying down the other way, left block to the right block, or left elbow to the right block. Shoemaker leaving it a little bit long, rebound to Voorhees. Voorhees in the front court now, right side to Walters. Walters will skip it up top to Gluey. Gluey will look to attack the basket to the elbow. Now back to the corner of the Walters. Now to a fadeaway jumper to Braden Lynn, and it's knocked out of his hands by Landon Grimmett. Breakaway coming. He'll be fouled from behind. He's off the glass, and Landon Grimmett will go to the line looking for one more. Grimmett with 9 points here early in the first quarter.
And Lebo 7 of 10 from the field to start. Perfect from three-point land with 2 of 2 knocked down. Southern Coffee County not shooting too bad either. They're 3 of 4. They just haven't really been able to get the looks yet.
Reese brothers back in, well, Kyle Reese back in the contest for the first time, and Corey Reese in the contest for the first time. And now also subbing in for the Titans, 5'10 senior Cody Bright. And one complete for Grimmett. We're going to have another 30-second timeout taken by Trevor Smith. 17-6 our score. 3:13 to play. Once again, McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue. Our timeout sponsor, getting pretty hungry here in the late 9 hours here at White. Deliciousness at your fingertips. McDonald's. Order now in the app with mobile order and pay and pick it up at the store. Also, our support all week long making these broadcasts possible in part to USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. Also to Gwen Longbine at Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag land, and lake houses sales in 2021. See how she could help you at gwenlongbine.com. Titans with possession in the backcourt. Errant pass almost through the hands of Braden Lenny. Bangs it off the foot of Luke Davies. Now in the hands of Kyle Reese. And a breakaway layup, good for the senior.
Sixth turnover here for the Titans in the first quarter alone.
Of course, I mentioned the first time these two matched up, a 59-26 victory for Lebo.
Make it seven.
Just a desperation heave into the backcourt, taken away by Lebo. Right corner three for a heat check for Landon Grimmett. It's off the mark. And we're going to have a foul over the back. See who it's going to be on. I think it's going to be against SEC. Yep. Cody Bright going over the top of Corey Reese. So Corey will inbound it, 2:44 to play. Lebo with a 13-point advantage, 19-6. Corey goes up top to the wing to Grimmett. Grimmett will get a ball screen. And Davies forgot the roll on the pick. And it goes into Annabelle Payton on the front row with the excellent picture of that one. Hope she snagged that one. I don't think she did. She was trying to.
A rare miss for her. She usually has the camera at the ready.
She does an excellent job of capturing all the moments behind the lens. Backcourt pressure applied. The Reese brothers with a steal. Kyle now with it. Left-handed layup. Good.
That's the eighth turnover and the fourth in the last minute for Southern Coffee County.
Foul in the backcourt. Corey Reese a little bit too aggressive. 2:20 to play in this first quarter, 21-6. As the freshman Zach Oswald, big post player, having big moments earlier in the season, into the contest for the first time for Lebo. Landon Grimmett to sit. Luke Davies to sit. Also in, Grayson Shoemaker back in the contest.
Might have to give Davies best hair of the night here, flowing and bouncing when he moves.
And Scott Hayes just rubbing it in our face that he is enjoying Burox made by his wife Lisa, as we were not able to experience that tonight with the hospitality room.
We'll talk about that
retaliation
tomorrow.
Coming. Three in the corner by Lynn. Good for a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group three. Trims the lead to 12 for Lebo, though. Look to answer now. 21-9 their lead. 1:53 to play. The feed in the post to Oswald. He'll turn and face. Be triple teamed. Kicks it over to Kyle Reese, but before he gets the shot off, it'll be a 3-second violation by Oswald as he was planted for days trying to get a move going there. So
I give Oswald credit, though. He tried to go up for it, but he was triple teamed. He knew he was probably going to get tied up for a jump ball, so instead he tries to kick it out and give the 3-point look to Reese, and unfortunately he just didn't move with the ball.
Lynn skipping it over the right corner to Walters. He'll look to drive baseline. Nothing there. Now to Bright. Bright in the corner. Lose a handle on the pass. Kyle Reese will get a steal at midcourt. Nice little crossover for Reese. Oh. Does not get it to fall. Offensive board to Braden Lynn, and him and Kyle Reese will be tied up. And Lynn falls down like a rag doll, stripping it away from Reese, but we're going to have a foul on Kyle Reese. Well, I thought it was going to be a jump ball, but
here's
they got Reese on the reach.
Apologies, Michael. Here's the thing is, Reese, you know, he's one of those players that when the intensity is at an all-time high, he's at an all-time high. The problem is, in these earlier games, you know, when you're leading 21-9, it's not as big a deal, but as you get further into this tournament, the matchups get closer. That intensity and those early fouls can make all the difference. He's going to have to reel that in here before too long.
Shoemaker nearly with the steal in the backcourt, banging into the trash can behind them. Behind the goal support system. Now Gluey going right ring to left block, really forcing the issue, will draw the foul, and Gluey will go to line for two free throws.
I like that move by Gluey. He knew that if he got in tight, he could force the touch there and get to the line. Good job pressing the issue. And again, that's kind of what I said. I wanted to see SEC do a little bit more, is try and win the battle down low. And so far, when they've driven in there and they've kind of pressed the issue, as you put it, they've come away with some points.
Grayson Shoemaker back to the bench. Landon Grimmett and his 10 points back on the court. Gluey at the line for two foul shots. Excuse me. One foul shot as he made the first but missed the second. Other way for the Wolves. Landon Grimmett on the right block, off the window and good.
And that was a great feed from the left block by Colin Whalen. Found Grimmett streaking there on the right side and just passed it right over to him.
Zach Oswald with the steal, but they're going to call a jump ball as he took it away from Brock Williams. But this is something taken we haven't really seen all the few games we've had, Lebo, but that's full court pressure really causing SEC fits. And I think that's going to be a key for their tournament if they're able to get that going successfully.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen it as much from them over the last few games we've had them, because that full court pressure, you know, it hasn't been as effective against some of these other teams that can really kind of stretch the court. They've got guys down low, and if you leave that open look down low too long, they're going to throw it across the court and get some easy buckets here. I think they just feel like they can press the issue with SEC, but they got to be careful again not to get over aggressive, because the Titans, they can exploit that. They just need to get it into the front court. Again, kind of press the issue. If they're going to come for you full force on the opposite end, you need to try and get it away there. Nice steal, by the way, by SEC.
Gluey completes the steal and finish.
SEC shooting really well from the field now, 5 of 6 overall.
Fadeaway jumper by Landon Grimmett's missed. Rebound to Kyle Reese. He'll look for a putback. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline is no good. Offensive board by Colin Whalen at the buzzer is good. Count the basket for Colin Whalen. And the Lebo Wolves lead 25-12 after 8 minutes. We'll take a quick break and have continued coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Got a flat, dead battery, time for an oil change? Been ignoring that check engine light for too long? Visit Howie's Tire Shop in Olpie to get your ride back on the road. Howie's isn't just tires and repair. They offer full-service mechanical work, including shocks, steering, suspension, and maintenance. If it's under the car or under the hood, they can fix it. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpie, just across the street from the Chicken House.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
25 first quarter points has the Lebo Wolves out to a 13-point advantage, 25-12, much in part to 12 first quarter points by the junior Landon Grimmett. Lebo will have possession to start the second quarter. Of course, a lot of those coming in transition as they have applied a full court pressure against the SEC Titans. Landon Grimmett at the point. 2-3 zone now by the Titans. Whalen on the left side had that big bucket right at the buzzer. Now back to Grimmett from Kyle Reese. Now left side to Whalen. Whalen will look to skip it. Will go to the elbow to Zach Oswald. Pump fake, now drive. And then to Kyle Reese back up top to Landon Grimmett. Three is good for a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group. Experience the Midwest Land Group with Cody Thurston. Louie in the half court, fadeaway jumper, way off the mark, but offensive board by Brock Williams. His putback no good, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line.
SEC doing a great job of hanging in there on the boards here with Lebo, as they actually are just one behind. They're five boards on the night so far. Lebo with six. Two offensive boards for the Titans, four for the Wolves.
Foul shot by Brock Williams, no good. Remind you guys that our coverage all week long brought to you in part by Harveyville Storage, 138 East Elm Street in Harveyville, Kansas. Units rent for $50 to $70 per month, and they have three unit sizes available. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 for leasing information as the second foul shot falls through for Brock Williams, trimming the lead to 15 for Lebo. Grimmett into the elbow to Oswald. Nice cut by Kyle Reese, but unable to finish at the basket. Rebound to Williams.
They're missing some shots here that are a little bit surprising. Usually they're pretty solid when they streak in there from that right side.
Cody Bright driving with the left will carry and have a turnover back to the Wolves.
That's the 10th for the Titans here in the first half. That's going to be a big talking point.
28-13 the score. Lebo with a 15-point advantage. 6:55 to play in the first. Whalen over to Kyle Reese, into Zach Oswald, off the glass and good for the big fella. Oswald going to work over Mitch Walters.
It seemed like it took a minute, but as soon as he was able to kind of get his mojo going, Oswald is really having his way down low. He needs to kind of keep that pressure up.
Walters disappointed. He'll go to the bench with one foul, team's fourth, and one upcoming for Oswald. Bends his knees and fires a right-handed shot off the back of the rim, no good. Gluey coming up for a rebound, and he'll get Austin Bailey to reach in, trying to grab the board. That'll be the seventh team foul for Lebo, so into the bonus, the SEC Titans. Wade Gluey, 3 points in the first quarter. His team trailing things, though, by 17. Right-handed shot is good. Davies back to the scores table. He'll sub out Austin Bailey.
Yeah, I think Coach Klumpy is probably going to have a talk with his guys about being a little overly aggressive, already putting them into the bonus. You know, you don't want to do that, especially when you're forcing the turnovers and you're getting the breakaways there.
Second one good from Louie.
Shooting over 50% from the foul line, 4 of 7 for the Titans.
Grimmett with it on the left wing. Get a ball screen from Davies. Nothing there on the pick and roll. Now up top to Oswald. Oswald to the elbow. Kick to the wing to Whalen. Whalen drive to the corner. Now baseline. Lobs it in the corner. Now left wing to Lemon Grimmett. Quick shot off the mark, but offensive board. Nearly caught by Oswald. He had a position, but when he tried coming down with it, he banged it off his knee and out of bounds. Remind you guys that City of Hartford, also one of our sponsors this week. City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Hartford Jaguars.
I don't necessarily like that shot selection from Landon. I mean, he really is a sniper from just about anywhere on the court, but he had a guy coming right at him, had a hand in his face. It wasn't really an open look. I think, you know, you start to feel it, that's great, but you got to make sure you're taking smart selections here.
And Aiden Voorhees being pressured in the backcourt. Luke Davies and Landon Grimmett driving him to the scorer's table, and Voorhees dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. It'll go back to the Lebo Wolves. Grimmett to inbound, lobbing it up top to Oswald. Oswald takes one dribble on the post, off the glass, and good.
Good patience by the big man down low.
Zach Oswald with 4 points here, all coming in the second quarter. Wolves with a 17-point advantage. Brock Williams trapped at midcourt. Up the court we go to Landon Grimmett on a steal from Kyle Reese, and Grimmett unable to finish, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two foul shots. Grimmett with a team-high 15 points here in the first 10 minutes of play. 5'9 senior Cody Heslop to the scorer's table. Foul shot good by Landon Grimmett. Brock Williams to sit for the Titans. Second one. Good. 17 points now for Grimmett. Lead out the 19. Gluey at half court. Up the court we go to Heslop. Heslop to the block. Fadeaway jumper rejected by Oswald. Oswald. Outlet pass to Landon Grimmett all the way down low. Grimmett bangs it off the bottom of the backboard. A little bit too far committed. Rebound to Gluey, and he'll be fouled in the backcourt. Reaching in is Colin Whalen. So back to the free throw line. Wade Gluey will go.
SEC now winning the board battle 9-7 here over the Wolves.
As you might have heard, you know, Austin Klumpy did not really like that pressure by Whalen. He's got that's what he's trying to get across to his team. You got to know when to go right there. As Gluey knocks down another one. Gluey's looked good at the line. 4 out of 5 now.
4 straight makes here from the line for the Titans.
Grayson Shoemaker late coming to the scorer's table, but they'll allow him to come in. Out comes Colin Whalen. 34-16, Lebo's lead, 5:48 to play in the half. Wade Gluey, the senior for the SEC, at the line for one more foul shot, and he's got another perfect trip. Gluey leading the way for the Titans with 7 points. 34-17, Lebo leading things with 5:40 to play in the half. Reese, European pro step, bangs it off high off the glass, rebound fought for. And who's it going to go against? Looks like it's going to go against
Lebo,
SEC, Cody Heslop reaching things in on the over and back. Oh. That's the 6th team foul. Heslop's first. And Landon Grimmett to inbound with 5:37 to play.
That's the 25th shot taken by the Wolves. SEC has only taken 8 from the field.
Grimmett receives a pass from Oswald. Little errant, but recovered by Grimmett. Now right side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker lobbed in the post off the face of Voorhees.
Jeez, that's a heck of a way to force a turnover.
Wade Gluey.
That's a heck of a way to force a turnover.
Gluey up the court. We go to Walters. Now back to Voorhees in the right corner. Voorhees looked for the drive. Nothing there. Now Braden Lynn on the right wing. Walters up top. Back to Lynn, right wing. He'll drive. Look, attacking the basket. Trying to dribble around Grimmett. Grimmett's going to poke check him down to the floor. That'll be Grimmett's first. Team 7th. So a 1-1 opportunity for Braden Lynn. He had 5 points for the SEC in the first quarter, but has been held in check here in the second.
9th foul for the Wolves here tonight. Again, I got to imagine Coach Klumpy's going to want to talk about that in halftime.
Leaves it short. Rebound to Davies. Up the court we go to Grimmett. Now left wing to Reese. Kyle looking to drive, attacking the basket. Left block all the way around the rim, and he will go to the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play.
Great drive by Reese. Goes inside, knows he's double-teamed, has a good chance to generate the contact, but doesn't pull the shot at all. Goes straight up, follows through, and now in the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play.
Brock Williams back into the ball game for Cody Heslop. Reese at the line for one, and it's good. Kyle Reese with 7 points. Jonas Conradi will sub out Austin Bailey. Have a timeout taken by Austin Bailey. It's a 30-second timeout. 5:01 to play. It's a 20-point advantage for the Lebo Wolves. Remind you guys that McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue. Our timeout sponsor. Feed the family with Bundle Meals. Get a $12 cheeseburger pack with two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and 20 chicken McNuggets. Once again, our coverage all week long brought to you by sponsors like these. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop.
You know, I mentioned the conversation we had this morning with Ted Van Acker, and he talked about all the great things that are coming. But a big important thing, last year, obviously, capacity was limited here because of the COVID-19 pandemic, so a lot of activities at the Centennial Tournament didn't get to take place. Those will be taking place this year. A lot of past players, coaches, and teams expected to be in attendance.
Walters left baseline, gets it to fall through. Walters getting his first points of the evening.
Going to be a fun week.
Grimmett now at the timeline. 18-point lead for the Wolves. 4:40 and counting in the first half. Tyrese with it up on the right wing. Up top to Conradi. Now left wing to Grimmett to the elbow. Dribbled back out to Davies. Davies to Shoemaker right wing. He'll go to ball screen. Pick and roll. Nothing there. Now Conradi. Conradi feeding the post to Davies. But bricks it off the right side. It's no good. But rebound last touched by Gluey out of bounds.
I like what Grimmett did there. He actually had a chance to take another contested three-pointer, and he pulled the shot, turned it into an opportunity for Davies down low. It's a good, smart play there by Landon instead of just trying to force home another long-range shot.
Grimmett to inbound, lobbing up top to the elbow. The Davies, he'll fire a shot. Hand in his face. It's missed, but
on the
Walters,
hand.
A little bit too much contact there. Once again, our video coverage all week long brought to you in part by Henry Ott with Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry in Madison for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. Henry Ott, 620-437-7340. Is the free throw good for Luke Davies? Second one. Good.
Lebo now, after going 1 of 2 on their first opportunities, now has made their last 6 in a row from the charity stripe.
Gluey inbounding to Lynn. Nice press break by Aiden Voorhees now at the timeline to left block. Ooh. And that's going to be a charge on Jonas Conradi.
He was completely out of control on that one. It was a good move, but
they called.
Oh, no, they called the block.
I thought it was a charge.
I did, too.
A block on Jonas Conradi.
I don't know about that one.
Must have been maybe leaning when anticipating the contact from Voorhees. So two shots for Voorhees. He leaves it short on the first one.
I don't know about that one. Voorhees was coming in pretty hot and heavy, but nonetheless.
Second one from Voorhees. Good. Voorhees with 3 points now, trimming the deficit to 19. Shoemaker in the half court, left wing now foul line. To the elbow, now right side to Corey Reese. Corey to the foul line, mid lane. Behind his back, jumper. Off the mark, rebound to Voorhees. Now in the hands of Gluey. Gluey will keep it himself now. At the top of the key, up top to Walters. Now back to Gluey, right wing. Gluey will look inside, now drive. Kicking it back out to Lynn. Now Voorhees, left side to Walters. Back to Gluey in the corner. He'll look to drive on Corey Reese. Nothing there. Up top to Walters. Thought about a three. Now to Voorhees. Voorhees lobbing it to Williams. Fade away. They're going to call a travel, I believe. Nope. They're going to count the basket?
No, they're going to say a foul on the floor before the shot.
So Williams made the bucket, but trying to get position, they said Luke Davies with a shove. So that'll be his first team's 10-plus.
Well, I guess they're going to send him the line for two.
Yeah, so two foul shots for Brock Williams, the 10-team foul, the Lebo Wolves. 11th team foul, I believe, is the foul shot missed by Brock Williams. Titans have struggled here down the stretch at the line.
Well, they're still not shooting bad. They're knocked down 5 in a row, and then they've kind of gone a little cold, but still shooting overly well.
Once again for Williams, rebound to Corey Reese. 19-point lead for the Lebo Wolves with 3.5 to play in the half. Corey finding Conradi, now to Whalen, left wing. Whalen dribbles it to the right side, now to Davies, now back to Corey on the right wing. into Conradi, now to Davies. Davies' one-handed hook shot, missed, gets his own board, and he'll be tied up. But before he's tied up, he'll be reached in by Mitch Walters.
Seventh offensive board for the Wolves here tonight, 12th overall.
That'll be the third foul on Mitch. Team's ninth, so Cody Bright will sub out Walters. Also to the scores table, Zach Oswald. He'll sub out Jonas Conradi. So 1-1 upcoming for Luke Davies, the junior from Lebo. In the air, rimming out, no good. Rebound to Gluey, looking to cut into this 19-point deficit. 39-20, 3:07 to play in the half. Voorhees on the wing, now up top to Lynn. He'll look to attack the basket, nothing there. Back to Gluey. Gluey to the elbow, spin move at the block, and an excellent play.
That was great.
There by the senior, Wade Gluey. Yeah. 9 points to lead the way for the Titans.
Nice spin there on the block to get rid of the defense, then opens it up, gets a little separation, and just fires the jumper.
Shoemaker, step back jumper, short, but right spot, right time. Zach Oswald cleaning up the mess, and his putback is good. Louis picked up in a full court pressure by Corey Reese. Really making him work. Now left side to Voorhees. Voorhees to the elbow. Now mid lane jumper. Good. Back to back. Good possessions there by the SEC Titans. Trying to string together a comeback. Trailing things by 17. 41-24. 2:15 to play in the half.
Titans shooting well. 8 of 11 from the field here in the first half.
Davies left side to Reese. He'll drive to the elbow, dribbling it back out, finding Oswald, high right side. Feeding the post to Davies. He'll turn and face. Right-handed hook shot. Good. Off the glass. Lead back to 19 for Lebo. Braden Lynn with it. Looking to attack at the elbow. Throw up a shot, but before he does, travel. Some substitutions upcoming for Lebo, but remind you guys, these sponsors making this coverage possible all week long, and one of those, Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information at 785-654-3100. Scott Smith into the ball game, as well as Kyle Reese. Corey Reese at the elbow. Now to Oswald. Now to Scott Smith. He'll drive baseline. Fadeaway jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Gluey. Buck and a half to play here in the half. Gluey up the court. We go to Cody Bright. Maybe had some happy steps there.
Yep.
But got away with it. Over to Braden Lynn. Step in three-pointer. Short. Rebound to court. Reese with it in the front court. Now Corey going, looking to go coast to coast. Lowers his head. Gets fouled on the drive. And he'll go to line for the double bonus. So that's the 10th team foul for the Titans. Foul was awarded to Wade Gluey. That's his first. Two foul shots for the sophomore, Corey Reese. Number one in the air and off the back of the rim. No good. 43-24, Lebo's lead. 1:18 to play here in the half. Second one for Corey. Bends his knees and fires. Gets a friendly roll. They'll fall through. Reese has found the scorebook. Lead out the 20 for Lebo. Gluey, backcourt pressure, finding Aiden Voorhees. Voorhees left side to Lynn. Lynn, three-pointer on the wing. Ooh. Is no good. Rebound to Zach Oswald. He'll be tied up. Glasses falling to the floor from Aiden Voorhees.
I feel you, buddy.
They're okay. Jump ball will stay. It'll go back to Lebo. No, it'll stay with SEC. Bucko, 6 now left to go on this second quarter clock. Linda inbound underneath the basket. He'll go up top to Bright. Bright to the elbow, picking up his dribble.
Needs to be careful.
Now back to Lynn. Under one here to play in the half. Lynn left side to Gluey. Thought about a long three. Now in the post to Williams. He'll lose a handle on it, but he'll be reached in on. So he'll go to line for two foul shots.
Again, Lebo doing a great job defensively, causing some pressure, but they're getting a little overzealous here from time to time, and it's leading to these simple little fouls, already tied at 10 with the Titans here. And again, I'm sure Coach Klumpy is going to want to talk that over in the locker room.
First one good from Brock Williams. Foul was called on Zach Oswald. That's his first. Second one off the back of the rim, off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Oswald. outlet pass to Kyle Reese, and we're in the half court. 45 seconds and counting. Reese to the wing. Call for a ball screen from Zach Oswald. Go to the foul line. Nothing there on the pick and roll. Now to Davies' left side. Now Scott Smith on the left side. Up to the foul line. Now elbow. There'll be poke check from behind from Aiden Voorhees. That'll be Voorhees' second. Actually, that goes against Cody Bright. So that'll be Bright's second. Team's 11th. Two shots for the junior Scott Smith. First one, no good. Mayer Electric, another proud sponsor of our coverage on Country 101.7 FM of the Lyon County League Tournament. See Kevin Mayer for all your indoor and outdoor commercial and residential electrical needs. Proud to support the Opie Eagles as the foul shot falls through for Scott Smith. Lead back out to 20, 45-25, 28 seconds and counting here in the half. Braid Lind up top to Aiden Voorhees. Scott Smith's going to try and get a steal at midcourt. Now recovered by Cody Bright in the backcourt. No reset now with 20 seconds to go. Voorhees, right side, trying to cross over Davies. Left side to Gluey. Gluey looking to drive. Spin move at the elbow. Fadeaway jumper, good. Gluey has looked good this quarter.
Yeah, he really has.
He's now in double digits with 11 points. 3 seconds and counting for Kyle Reese in the corner to Zach Oswald. The fadeaway jumper at the baseline. The magic in the first quarter does not carry over to the end of the first half buzzer. But Lebo out to an 18-point advantage, 45-27. We'll take a quick break, get halftime stats and analysis. But you're listening to Lyon County League Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Basketball takes perseverance and people working together to be successful. The McElveen Law Office applies similar practices in their pursuit of excellence. When your legal needs arise, whether they be estate planning, succession planning, assistance with farm programs, contracts, real estate, or other needs, Karen McElveen offers sound legal advice. Let Karen assist you with your legal needs. Call 620-437-2600. McElveen Law Office, LLC, with offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 36 years and supporting all area students in their academic and athletic endeavors.
Ratcliffe Propane is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Lyon County League Tournament. Ratcliffe Propane provides for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases. They offer you contract pricing and reliable service when you need it. That means short notice fills as well as checking for leaks. They offer propane service for Greenwood, Lyon, Coffee, Chase, and other surrounding counties. If you have questions, call Ratcliffe Propane, 620-366-1967. Remember the name, Ratcliffe Propane.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice. Better rates, a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Looking for an industry that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. They also offer competitive pay along with a comprehensive benefit package. Hostess is taking walk-in applicants Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. If you're interested, stop by 1525 Industrial and apply within. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges vary from $18.25 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
East Central